All right, touch table on some football. Big Ten Media Days. This foofy event. Oh, and by the way, nothing says Big Ten more than Las Vegas. But Rico has some probing questions. Let's get into it. It's football today.
All right. Well, let's have some more fun. Since it's Big Ten Media Day in Vegas, as Mike said. Mike, let's start off with Illinois. You saw their coach up there. Question for Illinois is, how does Illinois handle preseason expectation? They are supposedly this year's Indiana.
I still don't get it. Look, I want to credit Bielema for what he's done, and especially in the trenches. He's done a very nice job. But the Luke Altmyer hype is just out of hand. I mean, I still go back to watching him against Penn State. He's basically welfare Drew Aller. I don't understand the hype. The production when I watch does not match it. I think their fortunes are going to be tied to it. Now, I don't have their scheduling matrix here, but when you look around the Big Ten, if you're not Ohio State, if you're not Oregon, how many really good teams are, and Penn State, how many good teams are in this conference? Last year, 13 or 14 of the 18 member institutions lost at least five games. So, maybe they're the best of a rotten league.
Home, Western Illinois, at Duke, home against Western Michigan, at Indiana, USC at home, at Purdue, Ohio State at home, at Washington, Rutgers, Maryland at home, at Wisconsin, and then finish it off with Northwestern at home.
Yeah, there's one automatic loss. It's Ohio State. Everything else is in play. Not saying they will do it, but I can understand if people think they're going to make a run. That schedule, yeah, keep making these leagues 800 teams deep, and then you end up with idiot teams like Illinois who don't play any of the good teams. Just like last year when Indiana didn't.
David?
Coach!
Question mark?
I mean, he said it all. That Illinois is this year's Indiana. This is what happens.
Coach, it's me from the Illini Times. I know you like cupcakes, so here's your schedule. I mean, what a joke. That's the schedule. Go to hell.
All right.
Next.
All right. Here we are from the Black and Gold Gazette, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Mike, does Iowa have what it takes to reestablish themselves as a threat in the Big Ten?
No. Got to get rid of Ferentz. Got to move on. It's a dead program with a dead philosophy. It's a different version of D'Antonio the late years. Don't care.
Games passed him by.
100%. It's ridiculous. People in the crowd wear a t-shirt that says, I root for the punter. Honestly, the only reason to show up to the game is for the cool moment where they wave to the sick kids, and I don't even think the kids want to watch the team anymore. Run, pass, punt. I'm going to bed. I've had it. These poor kids are already dealing with enough. They got to watch that crap? Iowa, awful. No, Ferentz has got to go, dude. You got to let it go.
David?
Argue it.
Mike, he's got the sweetest contract around, and you're
right.
The
least they could do for the kids is score 50 a night.
His thing is, we're going to run the ball, offensive line, we're going to ball control.
That's
Iowa
great.
Football.
1985 called.
And that's what I said. Can they get back to being where Iowa used to be a tough out? Now?
No.
Okay.
I think Iowa will be just fine. All they got to do is win the Big Ten West and make it to the Big Ten.
Oh, wait.
There's no Big Ten West.
That used to be their strategy.
It's over.
David, Michael, is this the year for Mike Locksley and Maryland?
What do you think? No, it's not.
He's a garbage head coach. It's a garbage program with a garbage stadium and a garbage mascot, a garbage state flag. I hate everything about Maryland. No, they don't belong here. Take that ACC trash down the road. No.
I was going to say, take that key off your suit and find yourself another home.
They don't have Baby Tua no more. Okay. They don't have Billy Edwards
anymore.
Well, they
basically have a brand new team.
Great.
That's what they're doing.
Let's see how that works out. No.
Let's go back to Columbus.
Oh, great.
I had a debate with someone. Is Ohio State wide receiver U?
Okay, then reverse engineer it. If it's not Ohio State, your other option would be a team like LSU.
Correct.
I think they're both probably 1 and 1A. I mean, I don't have like data in front of me, but they produce.
No, yeah.
They produce just the elite of the elite year after year. You feel like the best receiver in the NFL draft is either from Ohio State or LSU, right?
Right.
That, again, Alabama was there for a minute. Now, Ryan Williams, the first good one they've had in a couple of years. I don't know, man. I'd be okay if you said yes. I wouldn't fight you.
Okay. David?
Yeah, I would say yes, but never mind. I'll leave my comments to myself. Yes, they are.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, say it.
No, they won the championship, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, David, here's the thing, though. I hate to break this to you and your ilk, triple word score. Your rivalry don't mean dookie no more. Because the winner or the loser, if you're both good, you're both going to the playoff. The game is meaningless. Ohio State fans lost to you in one of the most embarrassing losses in school history.
It didn't matter.
Do they care? Nope.
No.
They're still doing that stupid OH thing. So, Zuza, phone it up.
All right, Mike, let's go to Golden Gopher Times.
Oh, God. I don't know what's worse. Who's the bigger knobs, the media or the coach they cover?
Funny you said that.
The AD is for giving him an extension.
Well, David, funny that both of you said that. For Minnesota, was it wise to extend PJ Fleck? Or was
yes.
it a mistake?
What choice do you have? That's my answer. Okay, so you don't like the athleisure wear combined with the Q-zip tie look like a barber from 1983. Fine. What are your options? Minnesota's gone down this road before. Remember the dude with the bad veneers, Glenn Mason? Oh. Remember when 8 and 9 win seasons weren't good enough for Minnesota? Yeah, cutscene. You hired Tim Brewster. This is who you are.
Who were the two running backs that they had?
Well, they had Redmond. They had Marion Barber.
Yes, Marion Barber.
Assad Abdul Khalik.
Yeah.
Look, bottom line, what options you got, man? Fleck is there. He wanted to leave. I'm telling you right now, from everything I've heard, he had back channel. His agent was trying to get him gigs all over the place. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants to freeze their ass off with those hayseeds up there in Minnesota land. It's a match made in hell. You have to sign him. And you got to get comfortable saying we're a 7-8 win program. That's it. Unless Kevin McHale's going to empty his vault and pay all your NIL, I don't know what to tell you. Somebody call up Dave Winfield. Has he got any pocket change?
Kevin McHale. That's a good pull.
Those are the only famous Golden Gophers I got. What do you want? Miles Tarver.
Is Winfield alive?
Dave Winfield?
Yeah, he has to be, okay. Right?
Did you just kill Dave Winfield?
I'm just asking.
Is Dave Winfield dead? Hold on, we're doing this live on football today. Wait a second here. Dave Winfield's dead?
I don't
say that.
No, he is alive.
Winfield is alive. How dare you?
I was just curious.
He's a robust 73 years old.
73, okay.
Nice. But my point is they don't have any outs. So, yeah, they got to keep him.
Okay.
You think you can do better? Go ahead, spin a wheel. Coach.
David?
Yeah, I want them to try to do better. PJ Fleck sucks.
Okay, you're angry because your wife's a Western grad. We know what's going on here.
Let's go to the Raritan or the Ruskatan or whatever it is that Rutgers is.
The Raritan.
Okay. Can the Scarlet Knights take the next step under Greg Schiano and become a half?
I've given up. I get tired of hearing about Rutgers and Schiano. And look, he had it going the first time around. The Empire State Building was lit up red. They were number 2 in America. The NIL thing has negated real recruiting, which Schiano was actually doing back in the day. That is some of the most fertile recruiting ground of Eastern Pennsylvania, Jersey, Philly, right into the Tidewater area. Like, you've got everything you need. But now it doesn't matter because it's all NIL dollars. They still never, ever, at any circumstance, does Schiano ever have a quarterback I care about. And it'll always come back to that. He had the unmitigated balls to trot out that bum Winston. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Kid shouldn't have started for Toledo.
That was supposed to be their savior.
He was worse than the kid you liked at Toledo. Don Terry Todd or whatever his name was.
Okay, we're going to move on.
What the hell was his name, the quarterback?
We're going to move on.
He was terrible.
We're going to move on.
Oh, what was his name?
We're going to move on.
He was there forever. I can't think of his name right now.
It wasn't Don Terry Todd, was it?
It was Finn.
Daquan Finn.
Yeah.
Hey, right here.
Once again.
Nope, wrong button.
Wow. We're going to move on.
Wrong button. No, Finn was either Steve Young or he was 1-for-18 with 6 picks. Can't live that way, man.
He got him a conference title.
Really? Was there anyone there to see it?
Okay. Speaking, Mike, you will know this of all people.
Go ahead.
David, if you want to chime in, you can. Damon Williams was the backup QB at Washington.
Yes.
See, I knew you would know that.
Yeah. He's electric.
Will he become the best quarterback in the Big Ten?
Has the skills to be. Super high recruit, off the charts RAS score, athleticism. I mean, you can do some crazy things in the college game with an athlete. It's totally plausible. Because we don't know anything about Bryce Underwood yet. We don't know anything about Julian Sain. Everything with Aiden Childs is a hope of projection. Altmaier and Aller, we talked about some of the knocks. Dante Moore just threw a pick six getting out of bed. I don't know. Why not?
Dylan Raiola.
No, I'm out on that. Okay. I am done. That dude's a weirdo. You're not Pat Mahomes, and it's not Halloween. Grow up.
All right. David, do I got time for two
more? Yes, you do. Okay. More. Another.
Okay.
Coach.
Mike. I'm going to combine two teams. What does Northwestern and Purdue have to do to become something other than a homecoming game? Because they're both about the same. You said fold up shop. Wow.
I combine rosters? Question mark? Like do
and
some,
that might not be enough.
Right. Do some community camp where like.
So they're permanent bottom feeders.
Unless their NIL program. Look, Northwestern just spent $800 million on a beautiful stadium. Now, my guess is they would have to start spending money, right?
And they just brought in a bunch of transfers.
Yeah, but they're all nerds. I think the biggest thing for Northwestern, you got to get rid of the academic stuff. This isn't even college sports anymore. For Purdue, I don't know. Dig up the body of Joe Tiller. Go do basketball on grass again and do it for real. Did I just kill Joe Tiller?
I think you did.
Is Joe Tiller dead?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let's do a wellness check on Joe Tiller.
We're going to do this live.
Hold on. Yeah, ain't nobody. Yeah, I want to apologize. Joe Tiller is dead.
He
oh,
is.
No.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no. He died in 2017. He'd been dead a while.
So they would, in fact, have to dig up Joe Tiller.
I love Joe Tiller. He was like badass Wilford Brimley.
He was. Real quickly, is Penn State the best team in the Big Ten?
No.
Please, no.
Not as long as you got substitute teacher Garvey coaching your team.
And finally, David, this one's for you. Can Michigan reload on defense?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I think they can. Yes, I think they can. I think they already have what they need.
Were you asking me?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was deferring to the pastor. I guess it's okay, reload to what level? Like, what am I, if you
reload,
think
we're basically, you're going to have another, first round, second round draft picks
sure.
that are just going to step in there and take the roles from the last year.
Yeah, I think Michigan's always going to have high-level talent. I never doubt that. Now, comprehensively, if you think it's going to go back to 2022 and 23.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, you would need to know the other team's plays again. So that's an inconceivable level to ever return to. But, yeah, I would expect them to have a little bounce back year.
Okay.
Sure.
That's your Big Ten
Coach, by the way, we killed Joe Tiller and Winfield, but only one of them are dead.
Correct. I apologize to the Winfield family.
It's hurtful.
97-1.
Okay. David, I want to check in on Ticket Text. I got something fun for you guys.
Once again, my apologies to the Winfield family.
Yes. And I am sorry to the Tiller family. I knew he was dead. I just didn't realize he's been gone a decade. All right. I have something fun for you guys.
Okay.
But I want to catch up on Ticket Text real quick because we are way late checking in on those. David, go ahead, buddy.
Someone says, for next year, Big Ten Media Day in Saratoga Springs, 2026, book it. Each team is represented by a horse.
Yes. You'd get more out of them than this garbage in Las Vegas.
Another one says, I have a story here. They say, he's a big guy, 315 pounds, got in the elevator at a football clinic with Joe Tiller and Ralph Friedgen. Joe looks at everybody and says, well, this is 2 tons. We should be good. Great guy, Joe Tiller. You did not kill him. He was already dead.
Joe Tiller, the godfather of basketball on grass.
Yeah.
The fact that he operated, and this was back when you would look to the person next to you and be like, are they allowed to have this many wide receivers?
Like five wide receivers like that.
And he was doing it
legal.
At Wyoming. Remember that. Remember Marcus Harris? set the NCAA record for receptions at Wyoming. He had like 136 catches. He goes to Purdue, which is another dead zone. And this guy all of a sudden creates Mike Allstott, Drew Brees, you know, all the receiver. I mean, what was that?
Swigert.
Tim Stratton, the tight end. And they threw it 80 times a game.
They did, yeah.
Amazing. And he had a great mustache. Good for him. David, go ahead.
Someone says, Molitor is the one funding the NIL for Minnesota.
Sure.
Someone else says, Mike, you used to love PJ Fleck. What happened?
I do. He has gotten a little annoying to me. Like, I think he's a good coach. I think he does a good job. But, A, the sideline stuff has started to wear on me. I'm just admitting it to you. Like the sprinting up and down the sidelines, the Carroll-esque chewing of the gum.
When you win, you can be weird. When you're losing,
yes,
it gets on your nerves.
But it's also a complete lack of offensive creativity, and it is just not what I'm willing to pay for. Now, if you're Minnesota, you're stuck with them.
That's like Bill Belichick. He was the hoodie. He did weird stuff when you were winning Super Bowls. You stop winning them, and now you're just that weird, creepy guy.
Mike hitting people and everyone with chairs on his way out, while Rico just killed Dave Winfield. Show is off the rails.
What Hall of Famer do you want to kill?
Someone did say we should have a segment, Dead or Alive, but I don't think we should do that.
Nah, let's not do that. That was unfortunate to Dave Winfield.
My apologies.
Regarding the Lions, someone says, my issue with the Lions isn't fear, it's disappointment. And not going all in when we've knocked on the door for 2 years now.
I'm with you. That is, and again, we have done a good job of not really going back there. But yeah, man, were they ambitious enough this offseason? No, my answer is no. Period. Let's go to the people. Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, thanks for your patience, buddy. What's going on?
This is Michael for talking about the Lions.
Man. Yes, sir.
Yes, I believe that we're going to be all right. We're going to about 14 wins. I know that the Vegas thing is crazy. I'll take that bet every time. 10 wins, we're going to get way more than that. We got the two best running backs in the league. Who you say got two better running backs than us?
Nobody. I wouldn't argue it. That's a great tandem.
Right. The only problem, Michael, is that offensive line. Without the offensive line, the running backs aren't going to look the same.
We got Cam, man, we got the best coach in the league. He's going to figure it out. I ain't going to say it's going to be easy. I know Green Bay going to be tough. Chicago's going to be tough. You know, but it's going to be all right, man. We ain't got nothing to worry about. And we got the two best wide receivers almost in the league, too, with J-Mo.
Okay. All right, Mike, listen, I appreciate you calling in live from the Lego movie. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that phone call?
I mean, I think Cincinnati may have something
to say about that. There's nothing to talk about. He thinks everything's going to be fine, and he's just like, player good. All right, well, what do you want me to do? I mean, come on, man. You're breaking my stones here. I want to talk.
I'm not.
No, I just...
I was like, what? The running back, like, yes, you have a great tandem, but that tandem worked because you had a great offensive line.
Can we go back to the part where you killed Dave Winfield?
No.
Let's go to Pete, 97.1. Pete, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, to talk about the Lions fan, I think we're not willing right now, not me, but they're not willing to take the body shots we need this year because there's going to be some ugly wins and there's going to be games we're going to be going in reverse a bunch of times. And I think that we went from hopeless to hope to surprise, to really a great team, and now we're expectant. Now we're at this point where we're sitting around and we want this, you know, why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? And we got to understand, to win, it's going to get ugly. And we gotta get in the playoffs. That's it. I don't care what the numbers are. I don't care what we are. We just got to get in the playoffs and then go from there.
Pete, I feel like we just became best friends. I agree. I agree 1,000% with you. Get in the tournament. I don't care about style. I don't care about, but last year was the greatest ever. It doesn't matter. Get in. You're in a poker tournament with a chip and a chair. Get in the damn tournament.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, as a Lions fan, the way they are, they're made up of this, we're going to do it. We're going to do it and all this stuff. And that's great to have that. You need that positivity, but you got to be realistic. Just get there. and just get it going.
Yeah, and I think what, Pete, look, there has to be a real conversation about when you're over-under set at 10.5, there has to be a conversation that there it's more than possible to go under and you're not in the playoffs. So that, I think, was Rico, and I don't want to speak for you, but that was like the centerpiece of it is, Pete, people have to be willing to look over the edge.
Right.
Oh, I agree. And you know, and I'm excited for the season.
Same.
But I'm realistic about it. I'm realistic to know that, hey, you know, we're going to go up against, what is it, the Bears, and it's going to be a war. And, you know, and those are the games you want to be in. You know, I think this the bravado that, Campbell has is great. But at some point, you know, they're going to have to rebuild once they lose two games in a row and just go three games winning, but just get to the dance. That's all.
Yeah, and I think early in the year, I know it's something you and I have talked about, Rico. Pete, appreciate it, brother. Look, if you can be 3-3 after the first six, be all right.
Yeah.
You just tread water. Win a couple of these games. You know you're going to take a few losses. But overall, like, if you can survive it, it looks on paper there's a softening to that schedule in November and December.
But I can't just say, well, you know, you got Dan Campbell. He'll figure it out.
No, that's why the previous call killed me. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? I felt like I was a Big Ten media day.
Coach!
I can't. Is that not the theme song to this town? Mind you, we don't win championships, but I feel like I'm living in the Lego movie with some of these fan bases. Coach!
Yeah. It's been 7 years. Doesn't matter. What do you mean, window? We don't have a window.
Honestly. We're windowless. Goes forever.
Why do I feel like, honestly, see, if I say this, Rico's going to get upset. And turn his microphone off. Listen, David, when you play that song, is it wrong that I just picture 3rd and 19, MSU's down 35-3, and they pan to Jonathan Smith with a blank look on his face? This is his inner monologue.
You didn't have to turn my mic off. You didn't have to turn my mic off.
Why did I move here again? All right.
Is it too late?
No, it's not, look, coach. He's a good football coach. I just told you that was a questionable hire from the start.
Yeah.
Good football coach. I just thought it'd be west of the Rockies. We'll see. Better win 8 games and you better beat Michigan this year or you'll find yourself back in Corvallis real quick.
What?
It's the truth, man.
No, you're right.
This ain't 1987.
Especially.
This ain't George Perlis crushing that pistachios buffet.
Or as you told me, you at least better represent against Michigan this year.
Yeah, like if you don't beat Michigan, but it's a hard-fought game, you can't show your ass.
Right.
But they have to go out and win 8 games. I mean, come on.
At some point, you got to be like, that's Colston Loveland. He's pretty damn good.
Don't even start.
Don't let him get behind the secondary. Hey, first and goal from the 1. Okay. And you end up missing a field goal.
Okay, I got something fun for you guys. If you want Tiger Talk, we did it at 2. You want Lions, we did it at 3. And we'll get back into those things. But I want to have some fun. So one of the things I always marvel at, Big Ten media days, is the contracts of college football coaches. They don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense in that they are so overcomplicated. You coach football, here's your salary. And then here's what you get from your apparel deal. End.
Right.
Hey, you want to throw a bonus in for a national championship? I'm cool with that. Right? But generally speaking, if you win, they redo these deals on the fly. Right?
Right.
There'll be a buyout clause in there somewhere. What I have for you, Fox did this, and I thought it was really interesting. And everybody can participate. You,
okay.
Kenny, David, the listeners, I just want you to enjoy the folly. I'm going to bring up some coaches. And I'm going to give you some of the craziest things that are in their contracts. And I mean, Rico, when we, it's so stupid. So let's start out with our man. It's only right we start out with our guy, Scott Frost. Okay?
Okay.
And I mean, this is, you know, this is a thing. So okay. Scott Frost contract. He has $25,000 bonuses if his team is top 20. In specific stat categories. Now, I'm not going to be flippant about this, but when a guy like Scott Frost is making $4, $5, $6 million, is the $25,000 bonus really necessary? So I automatically on surface, I go, all right, what the hell are we doing here? Let me just pull this up. I apologize to everybody. Dealing with a little computing issue. All right. So it is a top 25 finish in the following categories. Explosive run plays. Explosive pass plays. Offensive yards per play. Longest percentage of explosive run plays. Lowest percentage of explosive passing plays. Lowest yards per play allowed. Scoring offense, scoring defense. How do you even get into a negotiation and it goes to this granular level?
Your athletic director is Michael Valenti, and you tell your coach, I want to see the touchdown play.
Okay, noted.
So guess what, Scott Frost, run the touchdown play, and you get bonuses. Entertain me.
Okay, here we go. This is... Do you know who Tim Albin is?
No.
He took over for the shirtless wonder known as Biff Pogan.
Okay, okay.
At Charlotte.
Okay.
Tim Albin's contract includes a classroom incentive. He will earn $25,000 for a multi-year APR of 960 or higher. APR is the kids go to school.
Right. They go to school, they graduate, they get good grades.
In 2025, why does anyone care? They're not even students anymore.
I know, but that to me, that sounds like something the school wants.
That's a president thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a school right there. Oh, and by the way, they're going to class.
Yeah, Biff Pogi must have been sending no one to class.
Correct.
He couldn't even get dressed. Do you think guys were going to class?
So, yeah.
All right, Brian Smith. Do you know who Brian Smith is?
No.
The new Central coach?
No. No, he's the new Ohio Bobcats coach.
Oh, wrong Max.
You're okay. Well, actually, Ohio's in talks with the Sun Belt, so there is that. This is a normal one. This one I can actually agree with. For Brian Smith, if he gets the Bobcats to 8 wins in the regular season, his contract is automatically extended by a year.
Okay, so simple, like a rolling contract.
Simple, clean, performance-based. It's not about percentage of explosive running plays under a full moon on a Tuesday night game.
But here's the thing. As far as that, the Scott Frost, all that's saying is, Mike, if you go to watch that team play, they're going to run up the score. They're going to do everything. They're going to excite their fans because it makes money.
Let me give you the most ridiculous one of the early list. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you know who's coaching Utah State? And this is not a, oh, I'm going to get Rico. No, this is actually a brand name who took this job.
Was it Hawaii's former coach?
No, but you're from the right conference.
So BYU's former coach then?
He did coach at BYU.
Okay. That's as close as I'm going to get.
Oh, okay then.
Yes. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you remember Bronco Mendenhall?
There we go.
Yeah.
He's now at Utah State.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Because he was at what?
He went to Virginia.
Virginia.
Which made no sense. It was like Jonathan Smith being hired at Michigan State. Uh-oh. Bronco Mendenhall has no ties over there. Whatever. So Bronco Mendenhall has a bonus in his contract that if Utah State, the mighty Aggies, beat either BYU or Utah, he gets paid X. What do you think he gets paid for a win over either of those teams?
$20,000
Lower.
$10,000
Lower.
$5,000 A ham sandwich.
A $5,000 bonus. If you're Utah State and Bronco Mendenhall beats either of those two titans in your state,
bruh,
you should hand them your university.
It will cost you more in fines when they level the goalposts.
What?
Correct.
So I'm going to say it again. How did the agent sit down and go, all right, listen, here, guys.
It's because Utah State.
Guys, here's the deal. I mean, if we can get a little $5,000 bonus, I think we can wrap this thing up.
I mean,
Are you kidding me?
I can motivate them to go out there and beat these kids, but I need a little bit of, you know, put a little cheese on that Whopper.
Zach Kittley. Now, this is my guy. Okay. Zach Kittley is one of the offensive whiz kids from Western Kentucky. So Kittley is now coaching at Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
Kittley has the wildest. This is in low-level radio contracts. The school can reassign the head coach to another position in the university as long as it does not include manual labor.
So you're not fired.
They could make him the librarian.
So he can't become the janitor.
Right. Right. Right.
But you can become head of custodial engineering.
Right.
You don't have to clean the bathroom, but you make the schedules.
If you're Kitley and your attorney reads that, you don't take the job. You go, you are a wholly unserious operation.
At that point, either you're desperate for that first job, or you've been in a lot of trouble, and that's all you can get.
Zach Kitley, beep, 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 parking attendant. So like, are you kidding me?
So you lose. You're not fired.
He can be reassigned.
But you have been reassigned. My coach's office key doesn't work. Go try down in the custodial
box. I like the idea that he might have had to negotiate for, all right, I'll do whatever, just no manual labor.
No exactly. Manual, okay? No manual labor. Now, I've got a good one, and I think Michigan fans will enjoy this. Rich Rodriguez has resurfaced amongst respectable jobs. He actually did a decent job rebuilding Jacksonville State. I digress. Rich Rod at West Virginia, as a part of his contract, Rich Rodriguez has a family membership to a golf club. Do you know what the clause is? Mind you, this is West Virginia. That is a big time university. That
Rita can make her nacho dip.
No. He has to cover his own food and beverage.
So Rita is making the nacho dip.
How on earth do you negotiate a contract? And you go, listen, we're going to give you the golf club membership. You're on your own dime for the food and beverage.
Oh, where you need a hot dog from? No. You're paying for that.
Put it on my tip. You don't have one. Are you kidding me? All right, let's go to Jason Eck. Head coach at New Mexico, this poor bastard.
Showing up to the course with a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, Rita's packing his own lunch. He's over there. He's trying to fundraise with boosters. Hey, can we get some cocktails? Sorry, I don't get paid until Friday.
I bought a bottle of Jack. Here
got
you
some
go.
Cheez-Its for you.
I got a bottle of Jack here. Just pour yourself.
Jason Eck, the head coach at New Mexico. Okay. He has an incentive in his deal directly tied to ticket sales. A climb of 15% earns $15,000. A climb of 25% earns $25,000. First of all, if you are responsible for a 25% ticket increase at New Mexico, you actually should be given the state of New Mexico.
You're not kidding.
25 grand?
Looks like him and Scott Frost should schedule each other.
Now, you mentioned Central's coach. I've got this one. Matt Drinkle. The provision says you can't have a scumbag Wolverine dressed up on your sidelines. I'm sorry. That was in the last guy's contract.
With or without spyglass.
Matt Drinkle, get this. If he did not do a press conference on the 9th or 10th of the month he was hired, he was subject to a $500,000 fine to be paid to the university.
What?
So he got, what was he on vacation when they hired him?
Saying what?
I need you back from Hawaii. You got 9 days.
Here's the worst part. The fine would be more than his entire salary of 415 grand.
Come on.
Wait, why? They really wanted you to have this press conference.
You will be at that podium.
I got to get to it when I get to it. No. No, you'll be owing us.
Do it on the 11th. No.
Just wanted to throw that out there to you guys. These contracts are nuts. No food and bev.
Right. That's recruiting trip. No, we're just going to play some golf. We're going to eat later. I'm really hungry now. No.
No.
We're going to eat.